This is the commentary section for John Fonte's Ask the Dust podcast. I chose this section because it highlights the antagonistic relationship between Arturo and Camila and reveals tensions and insecurities that are present in the characters and in the relationship. So first off, I actually want to discuss a paragraph on page 65 that powerfully sets the mood for the scene. It's a really haunting description of the sea, with the fog rolling in down the hills like an army of ghosts crawling on their bellies, and the sea flaying the land with white fists. It really sets the tone of the violence to come, and sets the atmosphere. And another interesting thing about that, I think, is that the sea is depicted as white, and I think that represents that both Arturo and Camila are under attack from white America that surrounds them in Los Angeles, or at least some of Los Angeles. So that's a point of connection for them, I think. They both are beaten every day by society. But so one question is, well, then why do they have to be so cruel to one another? And the keys to this question, I think, are their insecurity and their pride revolving around sexuality and race. Neither are secure enough in their identities that they can weather attacks without needing to reaffirm their identity by attacking other people close to them. So in this passage that I read, Arturo's insecurities are more highlighted. And he describes his skin as white and ghost-like while they are undressing to go swim. And he tries to suck in his stomach, demonstrating that he's ashamed of his skin color and of his body. It's interesting that he's depicted as very white in this scene, as he's Italian and sometimes can't pass for white. But this short description is not only about racial insecurities, but also sexual insecurities. Describing himself as ghost-like seems like he doesn't think he's a real man, that he's a ghost of a man. So in this passage, Camila pretends to drown, and I think part of it's to get back at Arturo for his previous attacks on her. She has other motives. I think she's testing him. So she's testing his love for her. She's testing his ability to rescue her and his reaction to situations in which there's a lot of fear. But he gets very mad at it. So I think this is linked, again, to his insecurities and his pride. As a result of her manipulation, Arturo cries on the shore because he thinks he's lost her, and it forces him to admit to himself that he actually really loves her. This, along with the fact that he was unable to rescue her and that he was very scared, he sees as an attack on his masculinity. So when Camila reappears laughing and realizes it was all due to her trick, his pride takes over and he gets extremely angry because he refuses to let a woman and a Mexican get the best of him. So when he throws her down and rubs her face in the sand, it's much more than just a physical assault. Through this assault, he reaffirms his male and American identity. So picking her up over his shoulder and throwing her demonstrates his masculinity and strength. And rubbing her face in the sand is a symbolic attack as well, because he's effectively saying that her skin color and her race are filthy. But after he beats her, Camila returns to him. I see this return as an apology, but also a declaration of strength. She refuses to let him beat her at the game that they're playing. But again, here, Arturo feels insecure in his masculinity. He only feels fear of her and shame and humiliation. And the scene on the blanket is very interesting because he searches for his passion, but he can't find it. And all the descriptions of her are about being cold and being cool and being wet, and not hot and passionate as we're used to, trying to find love between people. He says a gray flower grows between them, but it's a flower without any color. It's not vibrant. And this scene really contrasts with the very ending of this passage, because at the end, when she kisses him, she draws blood, and it's violent, but there's also color and vibrancy in that kiss. And when he goes inside, he walks through a gray hall, and once he gets into his room, out of the gray hall, is when he's overcome by passion for her. So, passion in this relationship here in this scene is represented by blood. One last point. There is a little bit of comedy in this. It's not all violence. There's a funny bit about Arturo writing the scene out in his head, worrying about excessive adjectives, which is a poke at Hemingway. while he's drowning. You know, and when he's lost the fight with Camila, he says to himself that writers shouldn't be worrying about women anyway. Arturo wants to live intensely so that he can write about his experiences and his writing will be meaningful. But in doing so, it takes him into territory that he's not prepared for. And it seems to me that Fante is making fun of this sentiment and thinks that writers who intentionally want to live on the edge are a bit ridiculous. So the main questions that I started to discuss are, why are Arturo and Camila so cruel to one another? But also, where do they find bonds and where do they find commonalities? And where does the passion in the relationship come from? So I look forward to a discussion. Thanks for listening. Bye.